We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline, live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios, with Jeff Calkins on today's show, presented by Red River Toyota in Wynn, Arkansas, online at redrivertoyota.com. We're back with the Gabe Kuhn Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Needed someone to understand my ups and downs. There you were.
Jeff Calkins is columnist of the Daily Memphian, also host of the Jeff Calkins Show, 9 to 11 right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. He's on X at Jeff_Calkins. Now, we were dealing with a toilet phone yesterday, so we don't want to deal with that anymore. And you know how you avoid a toilet phone issue is have somebody in studio with you.
The problem was this. So yesterday we had the echoey phone, and so if I had it on speaker, it worked. I left it in rice all night long, and the fidelity, the audio quality was fine, whether it was speaker or not. So right. I thought it was fixed. And then about 15 minutes ago, the phone died, and I hadn't been closely monitoring, you know, the battery. But when I'm in my car, I plug it in. So right. I don't, whatever. So, and it won't charge. And so I charged it in several different charging ports. It won't charge. And so since I live roughly 4 minutes away, I said, well, I better get in the, I didn't want you all calling me and thinking I was, you know, at my advanced
standing
age,
us up.
Dead somewhere, you right. know, so oh, that I, yeah. so that too, yeah, that would be worse. Standing up would be bad, but dead would be even worse. So I said, I'll pop in the car and cruise on over. But now I am a little concerned that the audio may be fine, but it is amazing how just the idea of facing tonight without a phone.
Oh, it's stressful.
It's ridiculous how stressful it is. And I was trying to think, why is it so stressful? One is I got three boys, right? And so right. if any of my boys are trying to get in touch with me, that's one reason. But just beyond that, work, you know, with the Daily Memphian, work, like whatever. And then it's just, yeah, how you connect to everything. It is pathetic how ill at ease I feel now that this phone is a brick, and anyway, I'm hoping.
Well, what it comes down to is everybody's pain, especially in this business, like our ridiculous addiction to our phone.
I don't think it's specific to the business. I think.
Well, no, everybody too, but I think. But I think in this business, it's just like you. My screen time is. Yeah. I don't even want to admit
We have a rationalization that other people can't necessarily use, but I don't think I'm on my phone more than my son Peter's on his phone. You know, I don't. I mean, I'm on my phone all the time. I think everyone's on the phone all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, I was just standing in line at Target at the pharmacy, and my God, what a long line that was. And everyone, you know, now there it comes in handy to have your phone. But it is interesting. You're just never alone with your thoughts. You never, like, you always just, I have 30 seconds here. I'll fire up my phone, see what's going on in the world. So I feel somewhat disconnected, and I don't exactly know how to proceed at this point. I think I got the plan, you know, when I bought the phone, but I never know how to access the damn plan once you've signed. Where's the email that I got about the plan to fix the plan, whatever? And then I could.
You know what's strange too about it is every time they say, like, they say you're going to get upgrades along the way, right? But every time I show up, even if I have my phone for 2.5, 3 years, I never have an upgrade when I show up to the damn AT&T store. Ever.
I'll pay anything to have my phone. Like, again, like it, the
it's
idea.
$1,000 for a brand new one,
that's,
easily.
The notion of going without, and because they, oh, it'll just be on your bill, you know, every month. Yeah. Like, we'll sneak it by you that way. I'm phoneless, but that does mean that I have the pleasure of being in studio.
All right, now let's holler at me about this. You saw did you see Bobby Smitherin, the AD for Long Beach State on the Dan Monson thing?
I did
see
that.
Gotta love this. Yeah, I know that, you know, Giannotto and Jeffrey always talk about telling their own story, telling your story.
Telling your story.
My belief and hope is by doing that, and this is firing Dan Monson, that what I did in the timing of it, that they would play inspired, and that's what they did. And he said he didn't want to, don't want to pat myself on the back, but it worked. It's a definition of patting yourself on the back.
That is incredible.
It's insane.
That is incredible.
So maybe Laird could have taken, I mean, he could have fired that. Penny, and then, you know, they would have won the AAC tournament. You hire him right back. We're all good.
It's insane that he had the gall to say, I fired him when I did in the hopes that it would inspire. Because he's taken a lot of grief for firing him. And now, obviously, Dan Monson, they make the tournament. So he's taken the grief. And at that point, I think you just lay low. You just lay low. You shut up. You figure, you know, they're not going to win the tournament. This too will blow over, whatever else. And you take the hits you have to take. Instead of, the truth of the matter is, I knew the AD fired him, but I had never heard the AD's name before.
Right.
But
right.
Now we're all mocking the AD for this ridiculousness.
What's astonishing to me, and just this just goes for society in general, is just the lack of situational or like communicative awareness. Like he probably thought
right,
when
how
he
this
said
is gonna
that.
Go over. Right, how
he
this
probably
go over.
Thought when he said that, like, right, oh,
this
I, yeah,
this
I'll,
is
get,
clever.
I'll get credit for this.
This
people are going to give me credit. And it's the complete opposite. He's like, how do
he's
people not understand?
Destroyed.
People don't understand it. They don't have any situational awareness these days.
We don't always think how things will go over. That's certainly true. It explains why, though. You know, tweets get people in trouble as much as they do.
Right.
You know, tweets, you know, you don't quite realize how horrible. Well, there was another recent example of this. It's slipping my mind. But, yeah, people have no idea how these things are going to come off. And so, you can't. The guy is supposed to be, as an AD, he's supposed to be a professional at communications.
Right.
Right? I mean, that's part of the deal.
100%.
And, and he kind of stubbed his toe there. Now, in fairness, listen, I don't want to pat myself on the back. But when I asked Penny if he ever doubted whether
right.
he could get this done, I kind of knew they'd go on the run that they went on 2 years ago. And I'm joking, but people have tried to give me credit for the fact that caused Penny's eruption, which and then it, coincidentally or not, they went on their run. And jokingly, I will sometimes...
You say it's completely smart-ass, though.
Jokingly, right. I will sometimes accept credit for that, but I don't actually accept any credit for that, no.
Yeah. Now, what do you think about the Traveling Gigi show? Good God, 35 points less. I know that earlier in the week, and I brought this up when we were mm-hmm. talking about it earlier in the show, you said you don't want to write it down in blood that he needs to be a part of this starting – or not starting lineup, but needs to be a part of this lineup going into next year.
Mm-hmm.
Are you changed
it's funny,
there?
I ask, it's Chris Harrington's original idea was just that you don't have to write down in blood. But and so I asked him. It made sense to me. Made sense to me. Like, for example, there are certain players who you know and are totally 100% – willing to count on, and you know this person will be a significant part of our rotation, right? And that's certainly true for the three stars. It's certainly true for Marcus Smart. You know he is going to be part of the rotation. You just know it, and you know he's going to have an impact. And then I'd gotten to the point with Vince Williams where and I'm like, with Gigi, he certainly has every opportunity. You don't want to, like this year, they counted on Zaire Williams to be part of the effective rotation. And
right.
that was a he was not up to it, right? And so the fact, even apart from all the other disasters that happened this year, that wouldn't have worked out either, right? If you were counting on Zaire Williams to be part of the rotation, that was not working out for you. I did ask Chris about this, and the nice thing, the way he phrased it today was, he says, you don't have to decide. Like, in the end, here's the truth. He's not going to be starting, right? He is going to be one of the options off the bench, and you can let it sort out whether it's Vince Williams, whether it's Luke Kennard. And the beautiful thing is, unlike this year when it was, could Zaire do it? Or if it's not going to be Zaire, could David Roddy do it? Or, you know, like Jake LaRavia do it? Here, there's a bunch of options, all of whom are credible and all of whom have shown much more than any of those options that we were relying on next year. So I do still think there is a question. Like with Vince Williams, you know the role that he will play next year is the role that he plays this year.
Right.
The questions with GG are twofold. Right now we see him in this starring role where his usage rate, as Drew Hill has pointed out, like he is taking as many shots a game.
Took 14 threes last night.
And he's taken as many shots as Ja did as a rookie, right?
Right. Oh,
since January 1, he's taken as many shots a game as Ja did as a rookie. So the role that he will be asked to fill next year will be a very different role than the role that he is being asked to fill this year. So the question is, how will he adjust to that role? And then there's a separate question. He's 19. We know one of the issues with him is maturity, right? We know that. But we certainly accounts for his career at South Carolina, accounts for why Zach Kleiman had to sit down and have a conversation with him, accounts for why he had to miss a game. We don't know what his summer is going to be like. Like, what is he going to be committed to the task, whatever? I imagine he will play a role next year, a significant role off the bench next year. But the great thing is you don't have to count on it because you're going to have Marcus Smart, because you're going to have Vince Williams, because you're going to presumably have Luke Kennard. And so you're in a dramatically better position. And then if he blows up and can do in a smaller sample size what he's doing in these larger sample sizes, it's magnificent.
Yes. But just looking at the scoring potential off the bench, I just, as a flamethrower, giving him the, I think he'll get more volume off the bench if he's able to do that next year.
Well,
I think that's
And the other nice thing is it's that we've seen his shooting comes and goes, right? His shooting comes and goes.
Right.
Well, like, when you listen to Gigi, he is shocked by his shooting.
Yes.
Right? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's like, what the hell? I've never shot like this before. You know, so you, like, how's that going to hold up? But the beautiful thing is that, no, he's not a Mr. Do-Everything like Vince Williams is, but he has the capacity to guard. He is the capacity, like, he can help in all sorts of ways, even when he's not hitting his shots. He's an athlete, right? He can get to the rim. If he's not hitting his outside shots, he can get to the rim. I think it's incredibly exciting. And I think it's one of the reasons why this year, as I've said before, it will never be looked back upon as a fun year.
No.
But as a year that actually accelerated this team's development towards what it might ultimately be, I think we might look back at this year as saying, you know what? That was the year. That's the year. Because Vince, one reason. Gigi, another reason. Lottery pick, another reason.
Yep.
You know, all of those things are going to emerge from this year and will be a big part of whatever success they have next year and the year after that.
Yep. And then last night they did lose by 21. Who cares about that? I don't.
Right.
But Draymond can't help himself.
It's incredible.
He can't do it. He can't do it. And then, you know, I played it off the top of the show, but the Warriors announcers, everybody in the Warriors orbit, they just shoot and bail every step of the way. Now, I will say,
I do wonder would be if Draymond were in Memphis.
Would
we be the suck-ups to Draymond that they are to
Potentially,
Draymond?
Potentially, yes.
I think we would be.
True.
I don't think we're any better than, like, I think we would suck up in exactly the same way.
There have been
certain
situations. There's certain situations, though, where I don't know if. And obviously, I don't even want to act like the Memphis fan base is holier than thou. But there's certain situations. With Draymond over the years, there's just got to come a point where you're like, okay.
Enough.
At some point, it's a Draymond problem. You can't deflect blame. Because I think last night, for the most part, he was the retaliator. And the Santi one was a little different.
Santi was turning around and sort of gave him an elbow. But he grabbed his freaking jersey. That was the one that demanded a T. It demanded a T.
We got a double tech.
Had you gotten the T before that, you wouldn't have had Taylor Jenkins objecting. You wouldn't have Taylor Jenkins on his ass. You wouldn't have had Desmond Bane in the double tech. So it's the story of Draymond Green, though. And I heard that earlier show talking about why. And is it because he intimidates the officials, or is it because he's one of these guys, whatever, like, you know, if you hold on every play, they're not going to call you holding on every, they're not going to call you on holding on every play.
I think he's done it so much.
I think it's more that one than the intimidation.
Yeah, he's done it so much that at some point it's like, I'm not, you know, I'll let certain things slide. We know he's going to be this way, and we know sort of how to handle it going into a game, even though they didn't handle it very well last night because Taylor Jenkins ended up on the ground.
Right.
They probably could have put an end to that pretty quickly. But I think he's done so much.
There's just, we can't call everything, and so it's remarkable. It is funny though. Like, I mean, you do recall last summer there was, people were rumored, like, wow, what if the Grizzlies get Draymond Green?
I would have been for it.
I honestly would have been for it. See, yeah, that's what I mean. Right.
He talked about it on his podcast too. He's like, you guys want to trash me? You know, Memphis fans want to get on me.
You all love me.
Your front office wanted me last offseason, right. And I would assume that's what he did to sort of leverage into getting the contract he got with the Warriors.
And that is sort of the way it works. I don't know. Maybe there is an example of a villain from one team who was traded to another team who was not then embraced. You know what I mean? Like, once they're wearing your jersey, and maybe not. Like, maybe Deshaun Watson wasn't. But I mean, I think once they're wearing your jersey,
you go hard for them.
You
bring up the Deshaun Watson thing. The Browns fans were despicable, nasty. They got nasty how much they were supporting Deshaun Watson in that moment when they ended up.
Well, that's the thing, and Jameis Winston at Florida. Like, people cover for their dudes. Now, it is interesting. Last year, I don't think Grizzly fans were particularly thrilled with Dylan Brooks' the stuff that he... Like, I think they were... Even before it backfired, I think there was a... Come on, Dylan. Who the hell are you saying that about LeBron?
Right.
I don't think we were covering for him in that way then. So whatever there may, but typically the way it goes, I guess I'm not that surprised that homer announcers will be homers. That is by definition what they are.
Yes, I hear you. Now talking with Jeff Calkins at @Jeff_Calkins on X. Do you even care about the pro day stuff in the NFL? Do you even bother to like follow any of it? Caleb Williams had his yesterday.
Yes and no. The quarterback pro days, no.
Right.
I don't.
Because it's so scripted. And Zach Wilson had one of the best pro days we've ever seen.
And so I don't put it. But I'll put stock in what a guy runs. Right.
Sure.
I mean, if someone had a bad combine and they turn around and they run a 4.32 at their pro day, I'll put. So don't you? I mean, the physical testing stuff at a pro day matters.
And I think some of the, you know, obviously it's for later round guys, but some of the on-field workout stuff does.
Yeah, of course
some.
That matters.
Did you find it weird, and I'm going to talk about this a little bit later, Marvin Harrison Jr. and his dad are just like, they're like attached at the hip right now. He didn't do anything.
Right, he doesn't.
Through the whole draft, he didn't do any combine, he didn't even do the medical.
Is he on, I'm curious because I don't know the answer to this, on individual visits, because now you get you got the combine,
right, and then you have
your top 30 visits. Is he gonna not what's he gonna do in the top 30 visits?
I think he's gonna do medicals
as part of the top 30 visits.
But he didn't do any at the combine, which could have got that out of the way.
But I
but I don't get it. I just don't get it. Like, doing nothing is strange.
I think doing nothing is strange. Doing nothing in terms of, I mean,
nothing.
You have to do the medicals. I mean, you wonder,
is there something he's hiding?
Or is it just like, I'm above this. I don't need to do this. And is there any connection? We've seen that Arizona has said, the GM said, not only is the pick for sale, he said he has a neon sign up saying that it's for sale. And could that be connected with, we don't need to deal with this? Like, there are two other receivers here who we could draft instead of Marvin Harrison Jr. And, like, is that – I don't imagine those things are directly connected. But Well, where do you come down on the, do you need a number one receiver? Because there's the, once upon a time there was an argument like, okay, great, you could have a great running back running for 1,400 yards, but what do those dudes do in the playoff? Like, those teams are not the teams that win. Well, right now, you look at the Patriots, you look at the Chiefs, you look like, what are they, get rid of Tyreek Hill, they still win Super Bowls.
Yeah.
Do you need a number one, or are we only fooled because those teams each had a number one receiver, they just were the greatest tight ends. Both the Patriots and the Chiefs had a number one receiver. It just happened to be their tight end.
I think you need a number one, maybe not a number one receiver, you need a number one target. You need somebody that's going to, somebody who's going to be an 100 reception type guy. You need some, especially in this day and age. I think even with the Patriots,
you can't just have a collection of weapons, interesting weapons, a slot guy who's really, Julian Edelman, who's really good, but he's no one would say he's anyone, definition of number
one
receiver.
You know what's so weird about this conversation right now, too, is like the Chiefs, Travis Kelce didn't have an overly good year, but he was good in the playoffs.
He was good in the playoffs.
It's just weird. It
destroyed the Bills.
I get the point you're making. It's just, I still think
it's just interesting. I tend to think you need a number one receiver. And then, of course, there are teams like Kansas City and, I mean, teams like San Francisco. And since then, they really have two quasi-number ones. And it'll be interesting to see what they decide to do with Higgins and Brandon Ayuk, because they're not going to be able to afford to keep them. It doesn't feel like both,
I would lean to Brandon Ayuk for 49ers, by the way. Brandon Ayuk's by far the better wide receiver. Debo's just a guy you can move all over the field and do crazy things.
If you could only pay one,
I think I
you would
Brandon
pay Brandon Ayuk.
Yeah. Weirdly enough, I think I would.
And yet
selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Rumor was they wanted that it was Zay Jones. And the 17th pick, they would have dealt him to Jacksonville if you were Jackson. But then you got to pay him, too.
But then Brandon Ayuk, the new rumor is to the Steelers.
And there is this rumor to the Steelers.
He does, by the way, look just like
Mike. I don't know
Tomlin.
If that was a rumor but as so much as, like, there's, like, it looks.
They look exactly the same.
They do look like twins. Yes. It's
strange.
Was the fact that they were tweeting about the fact that they look like twins, was that some sort of, you know, was that sort of make me a Steeler, or was that just pointing out the reality that we actually can see that they look like twins?
Yeah, no, I think that it should be a reality. They traded away Deontay Johnson to the Panthers. They need more. George Pickens is not
all it.
I don't know. He's good. He's very good, but I don't. I mean, he needs the ball. He demands the ball. It's an Arthur Smith system.
It is a very deep wide receiver draft, and if you hit on a wide receiver in the draft, you don't have to pay them a gazillion dollars.
It's a deep wide receiver draft, but here's what I contend. Every year since Patrick Mahomes has been in the league, like every year since we have transitioned to where we're just taking right. – we're running college offenses in the NFL. It's all right. The same. I think every year is a good wide receiver draft for the most part.
I think that's
correct. Miss on guys. Like Quentin Johnson was a miss last year for the Chargers. Right. I understand that. But you can find guys that are great in the second day, guys early in the third day that are awesome because they're running the full route tree and they're right. doing these air raid concepts
okay,
consistently
so then why do you have to give up everything for Brandon Ayuk?
Yeah.
I guess that's the question then. If you can find, you know, if every year is a great receiver right. draft, why are you paying any receiver $30 million a year?
Because we value sure things over something that you feel like you have to develop.
Right.
Something that you don't know. The unknown, the known is better than the unknown. It's that simple. But right. like every single year, I think every year we'll be talking the same
Chris
about
Jones,
wide receivers.
Would you rather pay Chris Jones $30 million a year or Brandon Ayuk $30 million?
Chris Jones.
Yeah.
No doubt. Especially if you're talking about the 49ers.
Or just generally, like in terms of the equivalent player, equivalent position,
yeah,
you'd rather...
I'd say Chris Jones, because he's a defensive player of the year. Brandon Ayuk's not going to be an offensive player of the year. He's not the best wide receiver in the league. But we do overpay. We overvalue certain...
Would you rather have Chris Jones or Justin Jefferson?
Ooh, Justin Jefferson.
It's not positional.
If you're the best wide receiver in the league, I want you. I think it's...
Okay, then. Healthy Aaron Donald, healthy Justin Jefferson.
Healthy Aaron Donald. That's a Hall of Fame. I think it's not purely position based, but it's based on where you are at in regards to your position. I guess is where.
I think it's easier to figure out receiver than it is to figure out defensive lineman who can destroy your game plan.
Yeah.
One way or another.
But yeah, for sure.
What are the odds that my phone is going to charge?
I don't know. Connor, you said there's a certain type of charger that he needs to look into?
Yeah, so Catherine, my wife, she got her phone wet as well, and she got a MagSafe charger, and it's the one that you just lay your phone on, and you don't have to actually plug it in, and it was able to charge it. So she's been using that for the last few months, and she didn't have to get a new phone. So you might want to try that out.
They're supposed to be water-resistant at the very least.
They are certainly supposed to be water-resistant.
And so, you didn't drop it into, like, 10 feet of water. You dropped it into a toilet.
And briefly.
Yeah.
Briefly, my cat-like reflexes, it was just momentary. I didn't even hesitate. You know, as if my child was in there. I just went right in, you know?
I hear you.
Anyway.
Well, Jeff, I appreciate it. Yep, Thanks for coming in. That's Jeff Calkins at Jeff_Calkins on X, Daily Memphian columnist, also host of the Jeff Calkins Show, right here, 9 to 11 on 92.9 FM ESPN. Now, we need to talk a little bit of college basketball. We have a job open at Louisville still, and Scott Drew says he will remain at Baylor, even though he was the top priority for Louisville in their coaching search. And we have a firing in the American Athletic Conference. Now, this team is going to be headed to the ACC, and that would be SMU. They got rid of Rob Lanier. Who replaces him? What are they thinking? Firing him in the first place? We'll talk about all that next, right here on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now back to the Gabe Kuhn Show, live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN. They look up to me. I got fake people showing fake love to me. Straight up to my face.
Straight up to my face. I've been down so long it look like Say goodbye to busted brackets because FanDuel lets you bet on every game of the tourney, whether you're betting on a big upset or a one seed. It's time to go dancing on America's number one sportsbook. Right now, new customers can get $200 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. That's $200 to use on point spreads, money lines. You can even pick who's going to win it all. Just visit FanDuel.com/GabeK. That's GABEK. Again, GABEK. And bet on college hoops until they cut down the nets. You must be 21 plus and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager. Only $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire just 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. And if you have a gambling problem, call the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789. Now we have another final, and that's Oregon getting over top of South Carolina. South Carolina had a really good year one under Lamont Paris. He's going to have to do the magic again in the offseason as far as getting into the transfer portal and turning this roster over. But Oregon and Dana Altman, man, they're inevitable. I mean, when they come in as a double-digit seed, you know, the history – tells you what they're able to accomplish. In 2013, at Oregon, he made it to the Sweet 16 as a 12 seed. 2019, Sweet 16 as a 12 seed. And now as an 11 seed, beat South Carolina by 14 as an 11 seed. And they have Creighton coming up next, which is where he is formerly from, where he is landed at Oregon from. So that is going to be a fun game. So we'll see how that all plays out. Now, we do have some interesting college basketball news in the fact that Louisville is looking for a coach after Kenny Payne won four games and eight games in consecutive years. So they need to find somebody. And Scott Drew was the guy that they thought they could really attach to. And he's been coaching at Baylor for some time now. We know previous to that he was talked about for a Memphis job, but he's been at Baylor for some time now, done a really good job, won a national championship. He was wanted by Louisville, and he says he's going to remain at Baylor. So Louisville, I'm curious. They might find out that it's going to be a lot harder to hire a coach. Even if you're a top five, top ten job, it's really hard to find a coach when you have, you know, the cupboard completely bare. Now, I still think you can recruit. They're going to give you the resources to go make it happen, but it's going to be tough for them to land on one of the premier options, considering most of those premier options know that there's going to be pressure built in, and it's going to be a rebuilding job. It's not going to be easy. You have to build it from the ground up because Kenny Payne left it in shambles. Now, also, SMU, who's headed to the ACC next year, fired Rob Lanier. He had a 10-win turnaround from year one to year two. Won 10 games in year one. He went 20-13 in year two. Now, I see a lot of people talking about this and saying this is kind of ridiculous. You treated him pretty badly on the way out. He made it work in year two. He's one of the better teams in the AAC this season. Now, one, I'll say the AAC was garbage. It was hot garbage. So that's not saying all that much. But I will say this, too. Did you watch SMU down the stretch of the season? They were terrible. They were really bad. Now, I know what they did to Memphis. They completely dismantled Memphis, and we have that lasting image in our brain forever. They won by 27 points, and they scored over 100. I get it. But they lost six of their last seven. Six of their last seven. So I don't necessarily blame them for firing him, and the reason I don't blame them is because they're headed to the ACC, and they need to find a new coach to get them over the hump. You're going to be playing Duke. You're going to be playing North Carolina. You're going to be playing Virginia. You're going to be playing Miami. You have to find somebody who can facilitate growth. And I don't know if Rob Lanier was doing that fast enough for them. Now, when it comes down to who they can go find, they're going to try to go after a premier name and throw a bunch of money at them. I think they're going to find out that not a lot of premier names want to go to SMU right now. They're going to be the cellar dweller in the ACC, basketball-wise. Yeah, you want to find a better coach, a bigger-name coach that's been there and done that before. But do they actually want to take on that SMU job? It's not historically a good basketball job. And certainly lately, it's not a good basketball job. Who's going to want to step in and fill those shoes? We're going to have to see. I think they may learn the hard way that, yeah, Rob Lanier may not have gotten you where you wanted to go in a short period of time. But it may be better than what you ultimately have to hire. We shall see, though. A little bit of news out of the NBA, and it sort of has to do with college basketball as well. The G League Ignite no longer exists. This is from Shams. Shams was reporting not too long ago that the G League Ignite will completely dissolve following this season. We know that in 2020 they came about because they were trying to be the first American pro league to provide a path for prospects to be compensated before entering the NBA draft. And like Jalen Green came out of it, Jonathan Kuminga, Scoot Henderson, like they've had some good success stories. And I think they were doing an overall decent job. But what we're seeing is the pathway to go make money for these high-rated recruits like Scoot Henderson, like Jalen Green, like Jonathan Kuminga, it's there now. They can probably make more at the college level than they make with the G League Ignite, including endorsements and collectives and everything else. So it kind of made, in 3-4 years, it made the Ignite a thing of the past. It made it, you know, not sort of work the same. But it is kind of interesting how quick this chapter was opened and closed. This was very fast. This was very fast. They thought this was going to be lasting and they'd be able to bring in some of the best prospects. They did that for a couple of years. Then it completely folded in on itself.
Yeah, and it's what's weird about it is it was still, you know, relatively successful. I think 10 guys got drafted, 12 are on NBA contracts right now. So, you know, it was a flash in the pan, but at least it did some good. Helped some guys get some NBA contracts.
Yes, but, you know, in the end of the day, they should have foreseen, I think, especially in 2020 when they came about. They should have foreseen the name, image, likeness thing coming along.
I guess so. Like, I don't know. that's tough to.
Well, I mean, we all saw it for a long, long time, and the NCAA had to be forced to make a move. But that really, you know, if you would have had a little foresight, you probably wouldn't have even started the venture. But it was nice, though, for those 2 years when NIL was not a thing. It was nice to see those guys able to take the alternative route and actually make some damn money.
Yeah.
It came from a good spot. It just didn't end up being what they thought it would be long term. But obviously, you still have Overtime Elite. Overtime Elite was one of those the same idea as G League Ignite, just outside of the NBA's control. I wonder how long they have, or if they'll continue to sort of keep their operations going the same way.
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't know.
I'm not sure. NIL just it kind of changes everything for 18 and under, really.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if the overtime, like, it's a bad business plan at this point with where we're headed in college athletics.
To try to compete with it, yeah. Well, because they can dwarf the amount of money that you're able to give.
And then also, let's not ignore that Dartmouth has just unionized, and you have Texas A&M trying to do the revenue sharing with their new AD Trev Alberts. Like, how long until these guys just get paid to play, to go, and they're on contracts at their prospective colleges? So, like, Overtime Elite and G League Ignite, it's not surprising that, you know, it's already ended for G League Ignite. We'll watch Overtime Elite, but it's going to be increasingly hard for Overtime Elite to try to get some of the best talent in the country.
Absolutely.
Because the talent that they're bringing in would have a lot more visibility, which was always the case, playing college basketball, and they're getting probably money that will dwarf what Overtime Elite can pay them.
Right. The only advantage that they had was money, because it certainly wasn't viewership, and now you don't have that advantage.
Yes. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. But G League Ignite is done after 4 years. That was quick. It was very, very quick. Now we need to go ahead and get the small talk. It'll be right after this break, right here on the Gabe Kuhn Show, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Now, it's a BetMGM College Basketball Update, presented by BetMGM on 92.9 FM ESPN.
92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis' home for tournament updates and more hoops, including all the latest Memphis Tigers offseason news. Last night in the first 4-16 seed matchup, Grambling took down Montana State. The Bobcats go down 88-81 to advance to the main bracket as a 16 seed, while in the number 10 play-in matchup, Colorado beat Boise 60-53. Today, games underway in the main brackets, culminating tonight with number 3 Kentucky taking on number 14 Oakland. Gonzaga takes on McNeese State, and tonight at 8:20 on TNT, number 15 St. Peter's, last year's Cinderella team, taking on number 2 Tennessee at 8:20 on TNT. Tennessee a 21.5-point favorite. In Memphis, games starting on Friday, Baylor, Colgate, Clemson, New Mexico, Nebraska, Texas A&M, Houston, and Longwood. Tournament updates presented by BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. Please gamble responsibly.
All 650 acquisition fee, 30,000 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage, Forte RE72-3985, MSRP 22,320, Sportage R7-24-7640, MSRP 29,635, Telluride RG49,99,63, MSRP 41,005, includes all rebates and incentives, specifies through Hyundai, excludes tax on a license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 4-1-2024, dealer stock only.
Hey, 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 it's my man Jeff Allen bringing sweet deals from Gossett Kia South Mount Moriah.
Hey, Randy, I've got a 2024 Kia Forte LXS that hits 41 MPG highway, and you can hit the road for...
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Just $219 a month.
That's awesome. What else you got?
2024 Kia Sportage LX, $289 a month. Both 36-month lease and $34.99 due at signing. Or go big in a 2024 Kia Telluride S all-wheel drive, $429 a month. 36-month lease and $39.99 due at signing.
Plus, get peace of mind with the 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty.
So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, you'll be happy, happy at Gossett Kia on Mount Moriah.
We're online 24/7, KiaMountMoriah.com.
The hottest tournament in college hoops is here. BetMGM is giving you a shot to net a bigger score on the action with our March Matchups Boost Pack. The Boost Pack contains 3 tokens to boost your potential winnings by 64%. You can choose an odds boost token, a parlay boost token, or a live odds boost token. Just sign up with BetMGM or log in to your existing BetMGM account to receive your Boost Pack. Then wager on any first-round March Matchups game and apply one of the tokens. Make sure to bet up to the minimum stake, odds, and legs specified on the token. If your boosted wager hits, you'll score a 64% bigger payout. Add some extra excitement to first-round tournament action with BetMGM. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. Tennessee only. New and existing customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as unrestricted funds. For problem gambling support, call the Tennessee Red Line at 800-889-9789.
Hey everyone, Gabe Kuhn here. I think there's three checklist items when looking for a good dentist practice. One, are they good at their job? That's one thing you absolutely don't have to worry about when you go to Dr. Mady Sadeghi at the Smile Center. Two, is it convenient? I would say the Smile Center is about as convenient as it gets. Perfect location in Germantown. And three, are they personable? You may catch Dr. Mady trying to talk grizzlies with you upon your visit. But regardless, Smile Center checks all the boxes for a phenomenal dentist practice. Get to their location in Germantown or go to SmileCenterMemphis.com.
Your chance to get that rare, hard-to-find luxury timepiece is here at Genesis Diamonds. Hi, this is Devir Vanun, Vice President at Genesis. I want to make sure your Rolex dream come true. This Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, Genesis is hosting an epic pre-owned luxury Rolex event featuring a stunning new selection of these hard-to-find watches. Hawks, Submariners, Daytonas, Pepsis, Batmans, all the hottest models that people wait years for. These are carefully chosen timepieces in pristine condition. During this event, you can take advantage of special pricing and zero interest financing. And listen to this. With the purchase of any luxury pre-owned Rolex at this event, Genesis will give you a pair of 2-carat lab-grown diamond stud earrings for free. That's a $4,000 value. Also, for this event, our pre-owned Rolex buyers are on site, offering top dollar for your Rolex. So I invite you to join us this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday only, and only at Genesis Diamonds, your home for luxury pre-owned Rolexes. We're at Poplar and Perkins Extended. I can't wait to meet you.
At Genesis Memphis Covington Pike, it's time to define luxury in a new way. At every turn, you'll find audacious design, state-of-the-art technology, and exceptional hospitality. We are dedicated to crafting the world's best vehicles, matched by an extraordinary sales-to-service experience for our owners. Prepare to be noticed in the 2023 Genesis G70. This sporty sedan is a force to be seen. We'd love you to explore the 2023 Genesis GV70 with a class-leading 300-horsepower engine or the available 375-horsepower twin-turbo V6 for terrains from concrete jungles to mountain roads. It's a new beginning for a new generation. Genesis Memphis Covington Pike, 1870 Covington Pike, or visit us online at memphisgenesis.com. Estimated horsepower based on premium fuel ratings. Use of regular fuel will result in reduced horsepower. See dealer for complete details. Dealer stock only.
Let me tell you about my friends Carl and Karen. This place is sus. Let's go to Tunica.
And so they did. And immediately, they became winners.
Hey, baby, what you doing?
Winning. Hey, baby, what you doing?
Winning.
And not just gaming either. They did spinning, dancing.
Winning.
That's or at the sportsbook.
Winning.
Or enjoying a world-renowned meal.
Winning.
No matter what you're doing in Tunica, you're always a winner.
Learn more at tunicatravel.com.
Here on 92.9, we talk ball every weekday from 4 till 7 p.m. Except right now, it's time for Big Man Small Talk on 92.9's Gabe Kuhn Show.
And Small Talk is brought to you by Conway Services, reputable service available 7 days a week. For Small Talk, we go out to Shohei Ohtani and his interpreter, Ipe Mizuhara. There's a lot going on right now, and my head's spinning to a certain extent. It's nuanced, it's uncomfortable, and it's a very, very weird situation. But it all started a chain of events yesterday when Shohei Ohtani, out of his bank account, $4.5 million was wired to a bookmaking operation that is set in Southern California. Now, Ipe Mizuhara is supposedly the one at question here. Originally, someone from Ohtani's camp said that Shohei Ohtani wired the money to the bookmaking operation because of the gambling debts that Ipe Mizuhara, his translator, his interpreter, I should say, he had gambling debts. So apparently, Shohei sent those gambling debts to the bookmaking operation. Now, later, a spokesperson for Ohtani and his lawyers put out a different statement saying, in the course of responding to recent media inquiries, we discovered that Shohei has been the victim of a massive theft and we are turning the matter over to the authorities. So now the assumption is that Mizuhara got into Shohei's bank account and wired the $4.5 million over to cover his gambling debts. I don't know what to believe. I think this is a very interesting situation, very nuanced, that we're just going to have to follow through. But when I read the report, there's just way more questions than answers at this particular moment. Did Shohei try to cover for his friend and give him the money? Or did his friend, his translator, his interpreter, go in and take the money? And if he did take the money, how would he have had access to Shohei's bank account? Those things are very, very close to you. You have to have passwords. You have to go through a lot of hoops to be able to wire money to somebody using someone else's bank account. I have my antennas up on this. Mizuhara has told people that he did not bet on baseball, so we'll see how all this sort of shakes out. But this is not good for Shohei, for his interpreter, for the Dodgers at all, in the slightest.
This is very weird, and I do not believe either one of the stories that we have heard so far is probably what happened. It's the story changed so fast that it has to raise questions, and I think the biggest one is how would he have had access to Shohei Ohtani's funds?
Yeah.
I don't understand that. If you're just a translator, why do you have access to his money? That part just does not make sense.
And that amount of money, too, without
that amount
questions.
Of money.
There was two $500,000 payments that were sent in September and October, and then the rest was sent later. $4.5 million completely went to this bookmaking operation over the span of a good amount of months. Like, I don't know. I mean, the question you have to ask, and I'm not saying by any stretch of the imagination I believe this, but you have to ask the question, how implicated is Shohei in all this, right? Like, that's what came to my mind reading the reports, because there's just there's a lot more questions than answers at this moment.
Both scenarios are concerning. It's one scenario is Shohei Ohtani has a gambling problem. Another scenario is that people are stealing money from him, and neither one is good. To me, it's you don't want to speculate on things like that, but it certainly smells of a cover up.
And who's in his circle to where they'd have that type of access to his funds?
That's what's the weirdest part about it. Why would a translator have access to millions of dollars?
You and I are close. You could never get into my bank account and send money to yourself or send money to anybody else.
The closest I can get to your money is making bets with you to force you to buy me Old Dom. That is the closest I can get to sending money to myself from your account.
I don't get it. And also, you're going through a bookie as well. That does raise the question, you know, it is legal to bet.
Sure.
In a lot of states. So why are you going through a bookie? It makes you think like you're trying to hide your betting in general when you don't have to hide it. It is legal in California, right? It remains illegal in California, so never mind. But
all Shohei had to do was sign with the Red Sox, and he could have avoided all of this. That's where it went wrong, is when he decided to not sign with the Boston Red Sox. You heard it here first.
There's going to be an investigation to this.
Yes,
and Shohei is going to have to answer a lot of questions. Mizuhara, of course, is going to have to answer a lot of questions. And we're going to get some details that may not be very flattering.
It's just what's so odd is that the two stories that have been presented are just so 180 different from one another.
They were within how much time? It was like the span of like 8 hours, both of these different stories. One was Shohei covered for his friend and gave him all the money for his gambling debts. And one is, no, his friend took the money from him straight out of his bank account, $4.5 million, straight to cover his own gambling debts. I mean, do you believe either of those stories? Can I ask that?
I don't. I think the first one seems plausible.
If the first one was just, that's the only thing that was said, sure, I could believe it.
It's what I don't understand about the second story that they're trying to push is they're pushing a theft narrative, and I don't understand how he would have access to the money. That is what I am struggling with. The first story is plausible, at least. It's plausible. I understand that, and the reason they may have changed that story is I think that there's some legality issues with if he did that. So that's why I would understand if they want to change the narrative from that one. But the second story just, in my opinion, makes no sense whatsoever. Why would he have access to $1 million?
But I like how you tab them as narratives. not true. It's
they're telling a story.
They're telling a story.
Yeah, we're probably never going to find out what actually happened.
I don't know. I know that money can cover up a lot of things, but we'll see. This is way out there in the public, and everybody's asking questions right this second. So we'll see. But we have a third hour on the way, and we're going to start it talking some tourney with John Martin from Jason and John. He's next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.